texture like sun. Lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown, with golden brown. Temptress through the ages, she's heading west from far away, stays forever, never a frown with golden brown.
Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE,
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. Today, we have a guest. What's your DJ name? You gotta be creative here. I'm putting you on the spot.
DJ K.
DJ K.
DJ K.
So, today we have a nice show about the New Year's, and my friend is only going to be here for part of it, so everybody say hi to him. He's new here. I already know he's going to do an amazing job. He is just like that. That song you were just listening to, Golden Brown, was picked by him. Now, why do you like that song, my friend?
It's calming. It reminds me of dark fantasy, and dark fantasy are really calm and chill.
Yeah, I get that. So we're gonna go into another song, and when we be back, we're gonna do some Would You Rathers, just to have some fun before my friend leaves. So we're gonna go into Everybody Talks by Neon Trees, and then we're gonna have some fun. Hope you guys are enjoying your stay so far, and it's only gonna get better. Without further ado, let's get into it.
It started with a whisper. started with a whisper.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. So we're gonna do some Would You Rathers, and then we're gonna talk about the New Year's that is coming up. But first, let me serenade you with some background music. How was everybody's day going? Starting us off, I'm gonna have you read the first one, if that's cool, my friend.
Sure.
So, let's get straight.
Would you rather have a perfect memory or a anything you wanted at will?
I think I would have a perfect memory. How about you?
Me, I would decide to delete any memory.
That's fair.
Well, because it would get rid of all, you know, mistakes, bad memories, bad times.
Sure. See, I totally get that. Getting rid of some bad memories would definitely be nice. But I'm worried that I'll make the same mistakes again. Like,
I guess yeah, that's you.
Having a perfect memory will be great when people try to lie about something.
You can also do it on tests, and you can have
exactly
a wonderful.
Exactly, you would never have to study again.
And you would have a perfect life from there.
This guy.
I'm not that smart. I'm smart.
DJK.
But it's gonna sound shocking, but I wouldn't want to be my mom. to see him struggle and see how it is dealing. May I ask?
Wake up, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up again, and it's the same day. It's your name.
Oh, never. I cannot wait the same day over.
So I gotta choose. Let's start it. Basketball running and starting.
Work.
Do the normal time again.
Yeah.
I think I'd pick Freaky Friday. Or, I mean, Groundhog Day.
Same.
But just not being able to know when the next day is.
Nice.
I added this to the background instrumentals as a joke because it starts off really relaxing
and then it goes out.
Yeah,
then we should change it.
Okay, you gotta get to the best part.
No.
What do you think of Waterboy?
He's crazy. Really, really crazy.
If you don't mess with Waterboy though,
he'll be fine.
I don't mess with you. Alright, some normal background music.
Me personally, kindness. You might be intelligent, but intelligent doesn't always mean you're better than someone. Kindness, you can bring kindness to the world, and if people saw you for that, you would be able to do a lot of stuff with your kindness.
I couldn't agree. You know how quick Goku. Goku's not the sharpest cookie in the world, if you know. But man, it's definitely the kindness.
Yeah,
definitely. But yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Goku actually is only one. That was weird. What's the word about
Ooh, this one's a really spicy one. Would you rather know when or how?
I think I'd rather know.
Me personally, if I had the opportunity to see both, but if I don't have to choose one, it would be when Fry and Fry live a long life. If I'm not living a long life, I'd rather know before I can spend more time with loved ones and be with them as well.
Yeah, I think knowing how you're gonna die would suck. Because then you're always gonna be paranoid. Unless it's old age, you're like, or always be able to tell when someone's lying. I think they messed this one up. This one doesn't make much sense. Would you rather always tell the truth or always be able to tell when someone's lying? Yeah, definitely the latter.
I would want to see who's always lying to me.
Yeah. That one's goofy. I'm going to change it up because I think... Okay, my friend here is going to leave. Before he leaves, unfortunately, I'm going to ask you one more question. Would you rather always be able to get away with a lie or always be able to tell when somebody's lying? I think that's a much better
question. I would go with the second one because I don't want no one lying to me. If you're lying to me, then I don't want to hold a grudge against you.
Yeah.
So, I would do that. Well, unfortunately, I guess I have to go, and hopefully next time, maybe, I'll be here with you.
Yeah, it was great having
you on. DJK out.
Thank you for making your first appearance, DJK. I think now it's time to get into the meat of the show. We got some interesting facts about New Year's, but New Year, new you. You know what I mean? Everybody should be working to improve themselves, so I have some things that may help. First of all, we have Catskill Food Pantry. This is every Friday except the 26th and the 2nd. So we are closed for Christmas and New Year. The Catskill Food Pantry is. But next week after the New Year, so it's going to start back up on the 9th. So starting the 9th, the 9th of 2026, January, every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall. The food pantry that takes pretty much anybody. You just gotta sign a paper, give some details about yourself for the statistics, and then you can get some food. So I think that's pretty neat. We also have free play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba. I always mess up trying to say her name. No disrespect. It's awesome what they do. As the name suggests, there's gonna be a play. Every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. They might be closed for Christmas. I do not have contact with these people. I just think it's really cool what they do. So just to be safe, I probably would skip Christmas. I don't know. I'm no expert. But yeah, join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. Suggested ages. Listening in the car, then feel free to rank these as well. If you don't know how a tier list works, there's these different tiers. We have A, B, C, D, and F. So think of grading in school. But we also have an S tier, which is above A, and that stands for super. And that's pretty much like an A plus plus. So first of all, we have learning how to code. Now, I've got some basic fundamentals on how to code.
bubbles, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die.
Burn.
both times on New Year's Eve. Man, I wish I was an Estonian. I could eat that much, if you know what I mean. As they believe, for each meal consumed, the person gains the strength of that many people the following year. That's some anime stuff right there. They're eating to get super strong. That's a Goku, bro. Estonians are on some different timing, and I mean that in the most respectful way. So far, they have my favorite tradition. I can't tell. Across the southern United States, communities take in collard greens and black-eyed peas for dinner. And on prosperity on New Year's Eve, collard greens are toast. Also take 12 seconds of silence before the stroke of midnight to make wishes for the coming year. Now this is like the opposite of the United States New Year. Everybody screams as loud as they can before that whole drops in the air. So that's a nice change of pace. Some nice time to reflect. And be mindful. I like that. That would suck if you're walking out somebody's like just outside. It would totally be on you because it's like a tradition. You should expect it. It's really one day here. That would still suck. I'm just getting so good dirty water. But I like that. We're gonna do one more and then we're gonna take a song break because I'm sure you guys are a little bit tired of this. Translate to good foot aims to bring luck at the start of the year. Before the holiday, households will hang pomegranates, believed to be a sign of luck, prosperity, and good fortune. Then on New Year's Eve, just before midnight, everyone will shut off the lights and the bells so they can send a lucky individual to be the first to re-enter. right foot first. When done correctly, it brings the family good fortune for the year. Afterward, a second person will take the pomegranate in their right hand and smash it against the door to see just how much luck. And the more juicy seeds that spill out, the more luck the new year will bring. Now, personally, if I was in Greece and this was all going down, I would totally want to be the dude that smashes against the door. Like, I would go all out. I would break the door with that pomegranate, personally. Is that going to mean a lucky next year? Probably not. But I'm going to have fun doing it. So, with that one being done, we're going to go into another song. We're going to play
Was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? Can you write me in your stories that you always talking about? And I promise they never bore me when they're coming from your mouth. Tell your mama that I'm sorry for the words I can't pronounce. She always said you were too good for me. Is she glad I'm no longer around? So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. I find pieces of our life in my mind. Colors of the sky in your eyes. Fragments of the truth in your lies. So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. I know that you're waiting for me. Tell me you adore me. Then you go and break my heart again. I know that you're perfect for me. Tell me that you're sorry. Won't you please just take my heart again? So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Called into the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. Tell me, was it real? 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 Tell me, was it real?
Cut out for prompting. blame my emotions. They say beauty is pain. You'll only be happy if you look a certain way. I wanna be okay. I wanna be okay, babe.
Chocolate candy, Jesus Christ, and nothing pleased me more than you. Our home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Our home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Follow you into the park, through the jungle, through the dark. God, I never loved one like you.
Boats and waterfalls, alleyways and painful calls. I'll be here never with you.
We laugh until we think we'll die, barefoot on a summer night. Nothing new is sweeter than with you.
And in the street we run free, like it's only you and me. Jesus, you got something to see. Oh, home, let me go home. Home is whatever I'm with you. Oh, home, let me go home. Home is whatever I'm with you.
That's a very weird way NASA chose to describe the mission. But for the first time long, long time, humans are gonna go back to the moon. And this trip is called Artemis 2. Astronauts on their first flight aboard NASA's Space Launch System, Rocket, and Orion spacecraft will venture around the moon. Their mission will be to confirm all the spacecraft systems operate as designed, with crew aboard in the actual environment of deep space. So this is a big step in first place exploration. Instead of calling it an airport, they're actually calling it the spaceport, which makes sense. We're gonna go into the science part. This might be a little boring if you don't like science, but if you love to learn, stick around. The Artemis 2 mission will carry astronauts farther from Earth and closer to the moon than any human has been in over half a century. So 50 years has gone by since we got this close. That's pretty crazy. From this unique vantage point and environment, the Artemis 2 crew will work with scientists on Earth to facilitate science investigations to inform future human space flight missions. So that's pretty cool. Now that we got some, a pretty cool thing that hopefully will happen during 2026. Sometimes there's delays and all that. I hope this actually happens. It says no later than April, too. So even if it does get delayed, there's a good chance it will still happen in 2026. But we actually have some different predictions. Now, my friend out here earlier, DJ K, predicted that there was going to be a new Marvel movie. I think that's a solid prediction. I feel like we haven't gotten a mainline Marvel movie since Endgame. So I think that's a pretty good one. Now, one of my predictions is that we're going to have way more self-driving cars. Look at the innovation that's been happening with that. It's been accelerating at a pretty fast rate. And I think humans are going to start to get more comfortable with self-driving cars. That's just my prediction. Who knows what's going to happen? I also have a bit of a sad prediction, but I personally think AI goes for many budget cuts. Is going to be a pretty crazy year for AI. It's already stupid smart as it is. Like, you got a whole generation of humans which, honestly, I'm a little bit scared of. I know it's a cool world. I think you use it effectively for some reason. It's really unfortunate how much you want it. There's some human problems that don't have access to water. We got some goofy people like me using AI for the goofiest of questions. Why couldn't you have mercy on me? Or something like that. I guarantee you somebody has asked ChatGPT that. I personally haven't. I know it's surprising. Well into old age. meditating, breath work, just really honing in on the moment and experiencing. We're gonna skip that. Don't worry about that, guys. Next off, we have quitting smoking. This is S tier. I personally don't smoke, but this is just something that's so important. And I'm not knocking anybody for smoking. I get how easy it is to get addicted. And if you want to quit, there's always resources out there too. And it's a very, very hard thing. Quitting cigarettes is probably harder than quitting certain hard drugs. Now, I've never been through an experience like that, so take my opinion with a grain of salt. But I do work in recovery, and it's pretty wild how addicting they truly are. So, with that one, I'm going to put an S tier. We're going to go into reduced screen time. I was already talking about this. I scroll on my phone a little bit too much, so I'm putting that in S tier. Saving money. I'm also putting that in S tier. Moolah is important. I don't like money, personally. I like having money, but I don't like the idea of money. I wouldn't consider myself a capitalist, but that's just my opinion. Next off, we have travel more. I want to put this one in C tier, because I do believe it is important, but right now I gotta get my money up, not my funny up. I gotta get my money up so I can travel more later in life. Next off, we have self-care. I'm gonna put this one in A tier. The only reason I'm not putting it in S tier is because I always try to make time for self-care. So I don't think I need to make a whole tradition for it this year, but I know some people that could. No disses, by the way. Huge respect to everybody. I think it's super important to care for yourself, and not a lot of people do it. And it's super easy to fall into the trap of not caring for yourself as well. Next off, we have getting more sleep. I'm putting this in C tier for myself. You guys, you all need to get more sleep. I sleep too much personally, but I know so many people that operate off of like 3 hours of sleep a day. If that's you, you gotta put that in S tier. But for me, I be sleeping sometimes like up to 12 hours. Part of it is because I like train really intensely physically, so I think I can just sleep more because my muscles are rebuilding and stuff like that. But I actually might have to try to get some less sleep, so that's why I'm putting that in C tier for me. Get a good schedule for my sleep at least, because it's very inconsistent as well. Next off, we have volunteering. A tier, because I do need to do it more, but I already do volunteer sometimes a year. Not as much as I should, but it's super important to do. And there's always a case for it, and there's always something I could be doing more. Next off, we have staying active. See, I want to put it in S tier because I have to do it. But at the same time, I always make it a priority, so I don't think I need to make it a resolution. But objectively, as a resolution, I would put it in S tier. But for me, it's not something I need to focus on, so I'm going to put it in F tier. But overall, make sure to stay active, guys. Not even, like, just to look cool or whatever, but the mental health that, like, the mental health increases you will receive from staying active is actually pretty wild. If you're trying to quit smoking, then I would also include a lot of physical exercise, because that can help raise dopamine and kind of fill the hole of where smoking used to kind of, you know, do for you. It's going to be hard if you already work out and then you quit smoking, because you won't, like, use it in the same way. You probably will. I feel like it would be even harder to quit both at the same time, but you guys know what I'm saying. So yeah, that's that tier list. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And now we're going to go into a quick song break, and then we're going to be right back. Oh, no, we're not. It is almost time to leave. Time has really flown by. I hope everybody had a great time. We're going to do a quick word of the day. And I get these off of the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, the book by John Koenig. So this isn't mine. I didn't write this. All intellectual properties are John Koenig's. He's just such a wonderful author that I couldn't not share this with you. Adamania. the sense that the future is arriving ahead of schedule, that all those years with fanciful names are bursting from their hypothetical cages into the arena of the present, furiously buckling your grip while you slip around in your saddle, with no one hand reaching for the reins, the other waving up high like a school kid who finally knows the answer to a question. From Italian, a domani, until tomorrow, plus mania. Pronounced Adamania. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope everybody has a happy new year and has had a happy Christmas. And life goes on. Let's make it good. Thank you guys.